Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 142 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to be chatting about gold making in World of Warcraft. If you're following along live, make sure you post any questions you have in chat, and I'll answer some at the end. And if you're not following along live, then be aware that you can do so at twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker, where I usually record on Wednesdays. It's summer vacation right now, so it's not guaranteed that I do it every Wednesday, but I should be doing it on a weekly basis still. Of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup, which will now include full operations for rank 5 and 6, regardless of whether or not TSM crafting works for them or not. But yeah, let's dive in. So today, we're going to continue in the vein of talking about concepts from economic theory that are interesting and relevant in World of Warcraft. And today I thought I'd talk about sort of the weighting between volume and margin, or what's often called price elasticity in economic theory. And this is a measure of how much demand or supply is going to change if the price of something changes. And the general thing we would expect to see is that demand increases and supply decreases if the price of something goes down for whatever reason. What does that mean? Demand increasing, that means more people are buying. You'll sell more items in a week if the price goes down, generally speaking. Supply goes down, what does that mean? It means that fewer people are going to be crafting that item for a profit because it's now less profitable. The price is lower. Assuming the material still costs the same, that just means your profit is now lower. It's much less valuable. Obviously, the next order effect is that the price of materials will go down as well. If the item is still as useful as it was, like some people might be getting more of it. Maybe they are now going to use flasks in all of their M+ runs and not just their raids. Or maybe just more people will now have enough gold to buy it. So like early on in Shadowlands, many people didn't have the gold to afford high rank leatherworking legendaries because they were so expensive. Then gradually the price went down. Suddenly more people are buying and they sell at a faster clip even if they're not selling as profitably anymore. So that's the general thing. There are some exceptions that we've seen in the real world. They don't really matter too much in the context of WoW, because most of the items that have different relations where the price goes up and suddenly people want to buy more of it, that happens in real life. It's mostly related to stuff like luxury items, where the perceived value can go up when the price goes up, because suddenly like, oh, this is expensive, so it must be a great shoe or whatever. But most items in WoW have some sort of direct usefulness. That's the primary reason why someone would buy it, which means that you don't really see that effect much, and it's not really particularly relevant. Now, having an understanding of this price elasticity or price inelastic items, some people believe that markets in WoW are fairly inelastic. What does inelastic mean? It means that changes in the price isn't going to lead to large changes in demand. I think that's patently false, but a lot of people, while they might not think about it right like that, they believe this or they assume this implicitly, because they're like, you should just undercut by 1 copper. But that only makes sense if you think that you're going to sell the exact same amount of items at the current price as you would at a price that's 10% lower. Generally speaking, you aren't. You're probably going to sell more items at a 10% lower price. Because some people might decide to exit the market and there's going to be more potential buyer at a lower price. A lot of people are, obviously a lot of hardcore gold makers have a more hardcore mindset to the game in general, or a more serious mindset. So they're rich, so they'll just buy flasks. They don't care about the price of flasks for their raids or M+. They'll just buy them. I just buy them. I run flasks on everything. I don't care. I can afford it. It doesn't even matter what the flask price is. I can afford it, and that's one of the reasons why I like gold making, is because then I can just afford it. But there's very, very few people who are like that. Most people will consider what they want to spend their resources on, and they'll use less flasks if they're too expensive, and they'll use more if they go cheaper. And it's the same for everything. So you can strategically lower the price to get more sales, and this can make a lot of sense. Both approaches can work. You can go for high margin, low volume, or you can go for a higher volume but lower margin. It matters the most if you're the first to market, like in rank 5 and 6 legendaries right now. It seems that most people are going for a high margin approach, which can make sense, of course, right now. Their sale rate is going to be super low, regardless of what you do, because no one can craft finish their legendaries, but yeah. We'll also see this effect when the crafters mark of the chain dial. People have had the recipe, and once you have it, it's very easy to mass craft these items. But getting the recipe is kind of slow. So earlier this week, people were selling like jewel crafting items in chat for 35k. I'll make a ring with your preferred stats on them. The prices decreased rapidly. I think the crafter's mark cost about 4k, plus the cost of the base item. So these items should sell for about 7-8k once the price stabilizes, I believe. So for these markets, I've personally had more success treating it as a volume play, because what you're actually looking to maximize isn't your profit margin or your profit per item. What you're maximizing is going to be your total raw profit per hour. That's what you should be focused on maximizing. What does that mean? It means that you take all of your sales, the number of items you've sold, and you multiply that with the profit per item, and then you get how much gold you've actually made. And that's the number you want to maximize, not your profit margin, not your total sales. If you can double your amount of sales but less than half your profit, so you decrease your profit by 40% and that doubles your sales, then that's generally a great deal. You're going to make more profit that way, more total profit that way. It's going to take you slightly longer, but it still might be very well worth it. Because despite what people believe, there's not a single item in the game that will not have a significantly higher sale rate at a lower price point. I have no idea why people believe that one copper undercuts is the only way to go, or just posting at the same price. It is not. Large undercuts make a lot of sense to increase your sale rate. So if you say you end up with, you just craft 20 of each for whatever potion in TBC or something, and you notice that one of them is just keeps stacking up, then you want to sell that one faster. If it's so profitable, if the profit margin is so large, it's very large, then you can just half your profit margin or cut your profit margin down and try to get more sales. It works so well. I've done it in the past when I've been exiting markets. I've still been selling for a profit. It works better the higher the profit margin is, obviously. And you don't have to do it, but it is a very real concept and something you should be aware of. And you can also, it also depends on market. For some markets, maybe the effect isn't going to be large enough. Say it's something that traditionally has a lot of profit margin in WoW, is transmog, old world transmog, old world crafted transmog, stuff like that. You'll often sell that for, or see that selling or at least being posted for 10, 20, 30 times the crafting cost, which is just incredible, obviously. The sales volume is very low, very, very low. And even if you cut the price in half, the sales volume probably wouldn't change much, because there's very few people who are even aware of or care about these items. But if it's something that a lot of people want and a lot of people are looking to get, such as, let's say, legendaries, rank 5 and 6 legendaries right now, crafter's mark gear, anything that's a power increase that a ton of people want, then moving the price is going to have a very large effect on your sale rate. And not just both the overall sale rate and your personal sale rate, because you might be pricing someone out. And this is where it's also obviously very important to have access to cheap materials, because the cheaper your cost basis is, the lower you can go to price more people out of the market. So if you have a cost advantage, then that's huge. And that's coincidentally, that's something that botters have, and that's why legendaries have been really bad, or a lot of legendaries has been really bad for the last 2 to 3 months. Part of that is probably because of botters, because they have a ton of materials. Materials for them are functionally free. They just want to get rid of the materials, and it's faster to sell them as crafted goods when you can just run bot accounts to craft as well. That's going to drive down profit margins, something insane, because it doesn't matter to them. They just need to sell the items. They just need to move all of the materials that they're farming with their bots. So that's why they are driving the price down. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Just be aware of the fact that changing the price is going to have an effect on the market. It's going to change how other people engage in that item. If the price goes down, more people will be buying because more people can now afford it. And if the price goes down, less people are going to craft it because it's now less profitable, assuming nothing else has changed. And obviously, if the material prices go down, then the price on the crafted item is eventually going to go down as well because people can now undercut to increase the sale rate. And that makes sense because that's going to make them richer. Even if they're selling each item for less profit, they're going to sell more items to make up for it. And if you're not following them down, then they're going to get all of your sales as well, which is where the real value is. So that's what I wanted to talk about for the supply and demand portion. And now, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit more about 9.1. It's still out, and we got some a bunch of new stuff this week. We're just after the weekly reset here on EU. So what we have now is that the people who have been good at farming their Archivist Codex rep, they've had the Tier 4 and the Chained Isle Mark recipe for a little while. I'm about 1,000 rep off on both my crafters because I've been slacking and in vacation mode. Legendaries are out, and as I expected, the honored requirement is just to buy the recipe again. You get the recipe from just doing the last Sigil campaign quest. So as long as you're Renown 44 and you can pick that up, then you're going to get your rank 5 and 6 or your Vestige of Origins recipe this week. I've started crafting some legendaries. I'm personally a little bit afraid of the rank 5 legendaries. I think they're going to do really poorly. Because if you're maximizing your Soul Cinders, you get rank 6 1 week later than rank 5. And the cost is almost the same in terms of materials. Because the Quartzite Crystals is what's expensive. So I think the value proposition of actually buying a rank 5 legendary to get like 1 week of 13 more item level in that slot, it's just really, really bad. I don't think it makes sense at all if you have a rank 4 to upgrade to rank 5. I think it makes sense to go straight for rank 6. I don't think rank 5s ever are going to be relevant with how the costs shook out. If there was like a 2 to 3 week gap between rank 5 and 6, then they would have made a lot of sense to get for people. But right now, I don't think so. You have to be real. You have to be like top 50 guild in the world for rank 5s to make sense, in my opinion. Otherwise, like, and even for those guilds, it's like it's probably gonna be like a thing for like the top 5. The people are day raiding for launch. It makes sense to go straight for rank 5, obviously. If you're just doing like evening raiding or 2, 3, 4, 5. And you're not going to get to like the bosses where you're really pushing, then I don't think it makes sense. So I think we'll see rank 5 demand. I think it'll be quite low, particularly right now. Maybe once the reset happens, some people are going to be like, I just need to get to rank 5. I think rank 6 is going to be much, much stronger. I think demand for rank 6 on the week where you can craft your rank 6s, I think that's going to be massive. I also think that probably a lot of people who were maybe planning to go directly from a rank 1 to a rank 5 or whatever are going to reconsider and go to rank 4 instead and just wait for rank 6. So we might see some good rank 4 sales this week for the non-Shard of Domination slots. So I definitely keep a lot of rank 4 legendaries restocked this week. I do think that long-term rank 4s are going to keep their value quite well because it's easy to farm Soul Ash, hard to farm Soul Cinders. So for off-specs, just getting a 235 legendary is quite easy. And then you'll have to wait for the rank 6 a couple of weeks down the line or 4 weeks of Soul Cinders. So I think we'll see a lot of rank 4s in general. I don't think rank 2s and 3s are going to see much value because it's so easy to farm enough Soul Ash for a rank 4. So I think it's going to be rank 4 and 6 are going to be the big ranks. Obviously, within a couple of days, we should be seeing people get honored with Death's Advance and get the Crafter's Mark 3 recipe as well. So that's going to be nice. That's going to be another avenue of selling gear to alts. And with the flying coming this week, I think a lot of people are going to level their alts You might also see material prices are going to start changing with flying out. Not going to see an instant change, but once people can start flying, they're going to farm ore and herbs a lot faster. So we should see those materials actually going down in price. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts the markets. Definitely going to make blacksmithing and jewel crafting even better for stuff like Crafter's Mark and Vestiges. Obviously, the other big news this week is that TSM 4.11 is out. I've tested it for the first time a little bit on the stream earlier today. The major new features, the most important thing, is the fact that TSM can now craft with optional reagents. It can craft all of the rank legendaries. It can track those items based on item level or whatever, so it'll tell you that you have like three rank 4 Grimveiled Capes. And it can correctly track the crafting cost. Apparently it doesn't work for Vestiges right now, for the rank 5 and 6 legendaries, but it works really well for Crafter's Marks. I've tested it out, so you can now just straight up use crafting cost for all of those items, which makes it a lot easier. The only thing you'd have to consider if, say, you're doing... If you're doing missives on Crafter's Mark of the Chain Dial gear, which can make sense, then you have to account for that as well. I'm not sure how much that's going to be a thing. It depends a little bit on the cost. So we'll see how that shakes up. Overall, though, this is going to let us simplify our operations quite a bit and not have to use like custom sources with load, referring to the market value of a load of different materials to handle the optional reagent and different item level stuff. So that's going to make it a lot easier. Of course, once you've already done the hard work of setting it up, it doesn't matter. So like, I'm still using my old setup for legendaries because there's no real value in changing back. And Vibitza in chat is saying that most of the ranks won't be bought since they overlap with domination sockets, and that's true. I only recraft the non-shard of domination sockets. I'm not crafting any shard of domination sockets. I think the biggest mistake you can do is crafting rank 5 legendaries in shard of in slots that have shard of domination sockets. The only people where it makes sense to buy a rank 5 are people who are really, really, really hardcore. And if you're really, really, really hardcore, then you're not going to buy something in a sharded domination socket. You're going to min-max long-term and put your legendary in another slot. So I would strongly suggest not crafting rank 5s for any slot that overlaps with a sharded domination socket. That's going to be a... complete waste of money, in my opinion. So yeah, that's it for me this episode. Make it just short and sweet, a little bit shorter than usual. Hopefully you're having fun in 9.1. We'll see you on the next episode. Leave a like, leave a comment down below, and with a massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.